Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We continue to reflect upon what Jesus revealed to me during my time at the Christian festival known as the New Wine Festival. As I mentioned last week, the overall theme that I felt God speak to me about was God is in the valleys. And last week we considered how God is in the vale. This week I'd like to start thinking about God's presence with us during our darkest times, our times of failure and desperation. For the next couple of weeks we'll be thinking about God in the valley of something. This week we'll consider what it looks like to see God in the valley of our striving, our tiredness and our burnout. God is in the valley of our striving. So let me read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm going to be using a couple of quotes from one of my favourite writers throughout this message. This writer is Henry Nouwen, an incredibly wise man who had a deep, intimate relationship with God that allowed him to speak profoundly on a number of topics. And so this is a quote from him, from his book, In the Name of Jesus, Reflections on Christian Leadership. The way of the Christian leader is not the way of upward mobility, in which our world has invested so much, but the way of downward mobility, ending on the cross. In our world, we are obsessed with upward mobility. Clearly, we have always been obsessed with this. As Paul cautions the Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. These words show that Paul was aware of the temptation that we all face of trying to better ourselves, of striving to gain more respect, more power, more wealth, just generally more. We spend our lives trying to build our own thrones. We run and strive to get more, thinking it will resolve our problems. But we do not realise we are merely running on the treadmill of the world, going nowhere and gaining nothing. Our society conditions us into thinking that having more is best, that it will bring us happiness and joy, providing satisfaction to life. God tells us that we need to empty ourselves of everything, to allow him to fill us with everything that we need, everything that will satisfy. Paul points to our perfect example, Christ Jesus. He says, instead of striving with ambition, motivating every action, look to Christ. We are told that although he has everything, being in very nature God, he made himself nothing. And actually, in the ESV Bible, it says, Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God to be a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Jesus emptied himself. He chose to become less, to possess less, to become empty. Jesus did not give up being God. We know that Jesus came to earth fully man and fully God, but he did give up all the glory and majesty of God, choosing instead to become a servant, obedient to death, even death on a cross. It is tempting to say, well, of course Jesus was able to achieve this. He is God, and so he can do the impossible and empty himself. But Paul calls us to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. This emptying of oneself is not just reserved for Jesus. We are all to empty ourselves so that God can fill us with what really matters. How can we live our everyday lives with this mindset of less? What do you strive for more of? We all believe that having more of something will make us happier. How can we learn to empty ourselves, to desire less? The world says more, but God says less. We are vessels, and we are supposed to be filled with God's Spirit. But we fill ourselves with things that are not of God, and that means there is less space for God to feel. Nguyen wrote a simple prayer that I would like us to pray as we finish this section on more or less. So let's pray. Dear God, I am so afraid to open my clenched fists. Who will I be when I have nothing left to hold on to? Who will I be when I stand before you with empty hands? Please help me to gradually open my hands and discover that I am not what I own, but what you want to give me. Amen. Can we learn to open our clenched fists and stand before God with empty hands, to make ourselves less when the world tries to call us to make ourselves more? When we continually strive for more and more, we lead ourselves to exhaustion and burnout. A speaker at New Wine Festival asked a very poignant question that struck me quite powerfully, and I imagine it is a question that will challenge you too. The question was, why are we all so tired? It's such a simple question, and yet it holds such a challenge. Why are we all so tired? We are tired because we strive to gain more and more things that the world tells us is important. We are tired because we strive to do things on our own instead of trusting in God and relying on His strength and empowering. We are tired because we think busyness is a virtue. How many times have I asked someone how they are doing and they respond with something along the lines of, I'm fine, just busy. How many times have I said that to other people? There are a number of proverbs in the Bible that warn against laziness, saying it will lead to poverty and ruin. But we have taken that to the nth degree, and elevated busyness into an idol that we serve. And so it is hardly any wonder that we are exhausted. We walk around not just with bags, but great hulking suitcases under our eyes. Our shoulders are tense, our minds are whirling. All because we think we need to strive and be busy constantly. Part of our need to be busy stems from the fact that when we are still, we find ourselves more able to hear our inner turmoil, and we don't like it. Nguyen says, as soon as we are alone, inner chaos opens up in us. This chaos can be so disturbing and so confusing that we can hardly wait to get busy again. When we have moved our outer distractions, we often find that our inner distractions manifest themselves to us in full force. We often use the outer distractions to shield ourselves from the interior noises. When we are alone and still, we are more able to hear God and what He is trying to say to us. And we frequently don't want to hear it, because it often means that there is something that God wants us to change or to pay attention to, and it scares us. And so instead we keep ourselves busy so we don't have to listen. Or alternatively, sometimes our busyness comes from our desire to find that inner satisfaction. The speaker at the New Wine Festival said that sometimes our busyness stems from this thought: I don't feel like I'm doing enough for the Lord. And this breaks us. This leads us to spiritual, physical and mental burnout. Nguyen also recognised this. He said, aren't you, like me, hoping that some person, thing or event will come along to give you that final feeling of inner well-being you desire? Don't you often hope, maybe this book, idea, course, trip, job, country or relationship fulfill my deepest desire? But as long as you are waiting for that mysterious moment, you will go on running helter-skelter, always anxious and restless, always lustful and angry, never fully satisfied. You know that this is the compulsiveness that keeps us going and busy, but at the same time makes us wonder whether we are getting anywhere in the long run. This is the way to spiritual exhaustion and burnout. This is the way to spiritual death. God is with us in our exhaustion, in the valley of our burnout. God is with us. And he tells us that we do not need to run ourselves down to find him. He is always there, always with us. And so burning ourselves out is not going to bring us closer to him. Instead, we need to listen, to still ourselves and to pay attention to the sound of God speaking our names and beckoning us closer to find rest and satisfaction in him. And when we still ourselves, what is it that God speaks to us? Quite often he asks us, will you come die again? Now that sounds like a horrible thing for God to ask, but it is a request for God to let us, from God to us, to let go of all our striving, all our busyness, all our self-control. Will you come die again? Paul reminds the Philippians that Jesus has all the power, majesty and glory of God, yet he put aside that majesty to come as a servant, a slave, who died a horrific death to bring salvation. We have this perspective that weakness, emptiness and surrender is bad, and we think only power and status and might can achieve anything, can win the battle. But look at Jesus. Look at what can be achieved by weakness. Jesus' weakness, his surrender, his emptiness, his death, led to victory over sin, death to evil. In the greatest display of weakness that the world has ever seen, of God surrendering himself to die, we also see the greatest display of power and victory that has ever been or will ever be seen. Likewise, the end of ourselves, the place of our weakness, surrender and emptiness, is the beginning of God's power. God needs us to be weak so that we are willing to submit ourselves to him and allow him to work instead of us trying to rely on our own strength and power. I love what God said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. God's power works best when we submit to him, recognize our inability to work in a situation, and allow God to take over. Too often we say to God, don't worry, I've got this. We need to die to our ego, our belief in our own power and strength, and allow God to take over. The final thing I will mention on this is that when we say, yes, I will come die again, we also experience resurrection again. Jesus' death on the cross was not the end. He rose to life again, and God exalted him to the highest place. Jesus' obedience to death led to resurrection and exaltation in the kingdom of God. When we die to ourselves, we are resurrected in God's kingdom. There is beauty in the valley of death because God brings life out of sacrifice. There is a pattern to life with God that goes death, resurrection, transformation, repeat. He calls us to die to something in our lives. He raises us to a new way of life, and he transforms us. And then he focuses on something else that we need to die to. God is merciful in that he doesn't expect us to change everything all at once. He works on us slowly so that we don't become overwhelmed. Even Jesus died, was resurrected, and transformed into his heavenly body. What is God calling you to die to? How is he resurrecting you? What new life is God growing in you? So as I come to the end, let me summarise. God is in the valley of our striving, exhaustion and burnout. He tells us to empty ourselves, let go of our need for more and allow him to fill us instead. He holds us in our exhaustion and calls us to still ourselves and listen for his voice, to be refreshed by his living water and fed by the bread of life. He asks us, will you come die again? And he brings us resurrection and new life. So let us pray as we speak to the God who is with us in the valley of our striving, who is carrying us in the valley of exhaustion, who resurrects us in the valley of burnout. Almighty God, who is always with us, help us to recognise your presence among us. Help us to see that we do not need to strive. We do not need to constantly be busy or to be trying to reach for more and more, but instead we need to reach for you. We need to allow ourselves to become less so that you can become more in our lives. Lord, for anyone who is facing burnout right now, I pray that you would be with them. Hold them and carry them in their time of exhaustion. Bring resurrection life to them so that they can restart and renew themselves. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to guide us, so that we can follow you wherever you lead us, even in the valleys that we live in. So we pray in your holy name. Amen.